This week, President-elect Obama spoke unambiguously about climate change.
The science is beyond dispute, and the facts are clear.
He said that sea levels are rising, drought and famine are spreading.
Few challenges facing America and the world are more urgent than combating climate change.
Urgent is right. By the end of next year, the nations of the world are supposed to craft a major international climate treaty. But sticking to that timetable will be difficult for a U.S. administration that's yet to take office. The World's Alex Gallifant reports.
The deadline is next December. The place, Denmark, the city of Copenhagen. That's where the next major climate treaty is supposed to be finalized. The new treaty will replace the Kyoto Protocol. That's the current international agreement under which industrialized nations agreed to reduce their carbon emissions. The Kyoto Protocol expires in 2012, and it hasn't been very effective. For one thing, it was never ratified by the country that until recently was the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases. That's the United States. And second, the country that is now the largest emitter, China, wasn't required to reduce its emissions under Kyoto. The challenge facing the international community is this: find a way to replace Kyoto with something stronger that binds all the big emitters, especially the United States and China. So, what does the Obama team have to do to prepare for that meeting in Copenhagen? For a start, there needs to be an Obama team. Robert Stavins directs the Environmental Economics Program at Harvard University.
The administration will be sworn into office January 20th. It probably won't be until March to April, May, even June, before not just the secretaries, but the assistant secretaries. These are the sub-cabinet level positions. And the people who report to them, who do so much of the work, will really all be in place.
So it's going to be a while before the people who'll be doing all the nitty-gritty work are there. Now, once the full team is up and running, what next? Getting the support of Congress on addressing climate change is crucial. It's not often appreciated that the Kyoto Protocol was signed by Bill Clinton, but his signature turned out to be symbolic because he couldn't get the Senate to ratify the treaty. The Obama team would probably want to avoid making that same mistake and get Congress on board before signing a new treaty. David Shukman is the BBC's science and environment correspondent.
The drawback is, of course, that it potentially builds in delay. It's going to then possibly mean that the Obama administration won't be ready to negotiate fully on a deal at Copenhagen at that summit in December next year.
But let's imagine that by next summer, the Obama climate change team is in place and there's been some significant movement on climate policy in Congress. What then? Well, to prepare for the big meeting in Copenhagen, the United States will probably have to enter bilateral talks with China. That'll take some time too. David Wheeler is a senior fellow at the Washington-based Center for Global Development.
You know, I hope that I'm wrong about this, but I honestly think that it's unlikely that there will be a specific focused bargain which is completed in Copenhagen next year.
Wheeler worries that major emitters from the developing world, the likes of China, India, and Brazil, will resist signing anything at Copenhagen that binds them to rigorous emission limits. Instead, he expects them to wait and see if wealthy nations such as the US are actually serious about implementing their own restrictions. Evidence of that wouldn't come until beyond next December, however fast the Obama team moves. The BBC's David Shukman says that means the international community is beginning to realize that a deal may not get done in Denmark.
People are looking at Copenhagen now as critically important, but with an eye on the months after it, if only to accommodate the timetable that the Americans are on themselves right now.
If the meeting in Copenhagen fails to produce a treaty, there will be more opportunities. Still, some argue that it would be a mistake to concede failure before the meeting even starts. Barbara Helfferich is the European Commission's environmental spokesperson.
I know it is complicated, but what is not complicated is that we have to fight climate change and we have to fight it now, and it has to be done at the international level.
Helfferich recognizes that the transition to a new American administration makes for tricky timing, but she says that shouldn't be allowed to derail a process meant to protect the entire globe. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.